First, though, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says the government's putting the final touches on a plan which could see residents of Hong Kong given safe haven in Australia. The announcement comes amid widespread international concern over sweeping new national security legislation introduced in the territory. The legislation allows for those charged with secession, subversion and terrorism to be extradited to mainland China and tried behind closed doors. Barbara Miller has the latest.
The signs on Hong Kong streets were familiar from the months of unrest the territory saw last year, but the context is now markedly different. Since a Beijing-imposed anti-protest law came into effect 2 days ago, anyone arrested can face up to life in prison for crimes deemed subversion, secession and terrorism. Justice will be meted out by officials from the Chinese mainland who will now operate in Hong Kong. Pro-China member of the Legislative Council, Regina Ip, says the new national security law is necessary.
Western media and a lot of Western politicians have been spinning a fake narrative about what's been happening in Hong Kong. They have romanticized lawbreakers like Joshua Wong, Nathan Law, Martin Lee as freedom fighters, democracy advocates. But what they have done in Hong Kong is really to suppress other people's rights and freedoms, to damage property, and to tear apart the social fabric of our society.
Almost 400 arrests were made during Wednesday's protests on the public holiday to mark the 23rd anniversary of the end of British rule. 10 of those, according to the Hong Kong police, were for breaches of the new national security law. Those arrested are thought to include a man detained at the airport after allegedly earlier stabbing a police officer in the arm. They also include people guilty merely of holding pro-independence signs. Here's pro-democracy politician Claudia Mo speaking to the BBC.
Free press? Gone. Free speech? A joke now. So the young obviously decided today, in particular, July the 1st, our handover anniversary, that they're not going to take all this lying down.
今日正值香港回歸祖國23週年。
A commentary on a pro-Chinese broadcast said the new law ushered in a new era of prosperity and stability for Hong Kong, a view not shared by the US and many of its allies. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
The United States is deeply concerned about the law's sweeping provisions and the safety of everyone living in the territory, including Americans. Article 38 of the new law also purports to apply to offenses committed outside of Hong Kong by non-residents of Hong Kong, and this likely includes Americans. This is outrageous and an affront to all nations.
The UK government says it will offer those born while Hong Kong was still under its rule special pathways to citizenship. The Australian government has expressed its deep concern about the new law and now says it's considering similar action. Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
We do find these events very concerning, and we've been very clear about our statements that in concert with many other nations, this is not a position Australia has commented on in isolation. We've done so with many other like-minded countries about these events. The basic law and the safeguards that were put in place with the handover, we would expect to be upheld. I think that's a very reasonable position and a very consistent position for the government. We are considering very actively, and there are proposals that I asked to be brought forward several weeks ago, and the final touches are being put on those, and they'll soon be considered by Cabinet to provide similar opportunities.
Scott Morrison says such a move would be consistent with the views Australia has expressed and who we are as a people.
Barbara Miller.